This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Congo's army says it has foiled a coup early Sunday morning and arrested the perpetrators, including several foreigners, following a shootout between armed men in military uniform and a top politician's guards left three people dead in the capital, Kinshasa. Clashes were reported between men in uniform and guards of a local politician at the politician's house in Tshatshi Boulevard, about 1.2 miles from the presidential palace and where some embassies are also located. This came amid a crisis gripping President Felix Tshisekedi's ruling party over an election for the parliament's leadership, which was supposed to be held Saturday but postponed. As killings surge, Haitians struggle to bury loved ones and find closure in a violent capital. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Finding closure for loved ones killed by gangs on a relentless rampage through Haiti's capital and beyond is growing harder day by day in a country where burial rituals are sacred and the dead venerated. Victims of gang violence are increasingly left to decay on the street because some areas are just too dangerous for people to retrieve the bodies. Still, there are people who brave the streets despite whizzing bullets so they can give their loved ones a proper burial. Death and life are tightly intertwined in Haiti, where many believe that bodies need a formal resting place so their spirits can drift into the afterlife. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former President Donald Trump urged gun owners to vote in the 2024 election as he addressed thousands of members of the National Rifle Association, which officially endorsed him just before Trump took the stage at their annual meeting in Texas on Saturday. Trump said in his speech, the Second Amendment is very much on the ballot, alleging that if Democrat President Joe Biden gets four more years, they are coming for your guns, 100%. This is VOA News. With South Africa's election fast approaching, residents in the village of Komati say they are the victims of efforts by the ruling African National Congress Party to balance the need to keep the lights on in a coal-driven economy with its global commitments to decarbonize. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
As South Africa's election approaches, the ruling African National Congress is walking an energy tightrope, one that passes through villages like Komati. It sits in the shadow of a now shut-down power plant. The facility is undergoing a green makeover. That's as South Africa tries to balance its global commitments to decarbonize with its struggle to keep the lights on. Years of mismanagement, corruption and neglect have crippled state utility Eskom. Near daily blackouts have hampered growth in a country with one of the world's highest unemployment rates. But South Africa also relies on coal for 80% of its power generation. It is one of the world's biggest producers of carbon emissions.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel-Hamas war protests continue on U.S. college campuses. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A group protesting the war in Gaza and demanding University of Chicago divest from companies doing business with Israel temporarily took over the Institute of Politics building on the school's campus Friday. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, campus police using riot shields scuffled with protesters. In Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania, police say 19 people, six of them students, were taken into custody Friday night after an attempt to occupy a building. Coming a week after an encampment had been broken up, students and others have set up tent encampments on campuses around the country to protest the Israel-Hamas war and demand colleges cut financial ties with Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia says it shot down some 60 drones and several missiles over its territory, while Ukraine in turn says it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. At least four people were reported killed in an attack on the outskirts of Kharkiv on Sunday as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast. Russian officials say air defenses shot down 57 Ukrainian drones over the southern Krasnodar region, while nine long-range ballistic missiles and a drone were destroyed over the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula. In Washington, Nabil Biagio,